So we just, Rosh Chodesh Nisan was yesterday. That means Pesach is quickly approaching. So we'll discuss some Minyani Pesach. And specifically, somebody asked me about using grape juice at the Seder. So first, we have to talk about grape juice in general, every Friday night for that matter. And then we could discuss whether grape juice works for the Seder. Now, works, is it a l'chatchila, a b'dieved? So let's begin. So the first discussion about grape juice is, what bracha do you make on grape juice? Because when I look in the Seder for Kiddush, it always says I have to make a borei pri hagafen. So the first step is, what is the blessing on grape juice? If it's borei pri hagafen, then we can move into the stage two. But if it's not borei pri hagafen, end of discussion. So this isn't a new question. This is an old question back in the Talmud. In the sixth parak in Brachas, Ketzad Mevarchim, the Gemara talks about not just grape juice, but many things. Let's say you have a vegetable or a fruit, which in its raw state is borei pri adama or borei pri ha'etz, and then you cook it. It goes through a process. What bracha is this liquid, this juice or drink after you finish? Sure. You know, when it turns into soup, it turns into juice. So the Gemara gives us a general rule. Obviously, every case is different, but the Gemara's rule is, certain time, if you're raising the quality of this vegetable or fruit, so then the bracha becomes higher. If you're lowering the quality, in other words, if you're taking a dhamma and you're lowering it, you make a shahakol. So many fruits, that's why we make, on many of my drinks, we make a shahakol. Because when you take it to a liquid stage, you are making it, you know, we're making it worse, so to speak, so it's shahakol. So Rashi writes, same thing by grapes. If you take grapes and turn them into grape juice, the bracha is shahakol niyeh bidvaro, because you are lowering its status. Hence, according to Rashi, Rashi would not be making kiddush all year round with grape juice, because grape juice is only a shahakol niyeh bidvaro. We could discuss Shabbos morning whether it's a go or not, but not because it's wine, because maybe it's chama merdina. But in terms of grape juice, is that... Fortunately or unfortunately for Rashi, we don't paskin like him. Rov Rishonim disagree and say, we make a borei pri hagafen on grape juice. So therefore we assume, al tilchas brachas, it won't be an issue. We make a borei pri hagafen. Let me just point out, it has to be grape juice. It has to be halachically defined grape juice. There has to be a certain mix. I don't have the exact measurements in front of me, but there has to be enough, less water and more of grape juice. That's why, let's say the question, let's say the Ceres, was it C-E-R-E, that South African stuff? So they have someone to ask me, could you make kiddush on that grape juice? I said, because why they said, it doesn't say anywhere on the container, kosher with dalet, usually on ketem or wines, they tell you this is good for kiddush, but on Ceres didn't. So I said, that by itself isn't a raya, because they're selling to... globally, all over the world, no one cares. The 0.01 who care about kiddush, that doesn't mean they're not. But I said, I don't know. I have to see what the percentage. There were certain grape juice where they were like, it wasn't necessary either. It could have been more water, so that could be problematic. You'd have to check the mitzias to see what it is. But generally speaking, if it is halachically grape juice, then you can make borei pri hagafen. So let's take care of the hilchos brachos shaila. What's the next potential issue? The next potential issue really isn't limited to grape juice, but if you can believe it or not, Bar Tanura Miskati even, the blue bottle, that might even be an issue. Why? Because the Gemara tells us in Baba Basra, what type of wine could we use for Kiddush? Only wine used al gabi hamizbeach. It has to be wine which is kosher to be used on the used to bring... do wine libations in the temple. So therefore, wine that's good for the Mizbeach. So the issue is, we know on the Mizbeach, you can't use anything that's honey, sugar, any other preservatives. So therefore, that not only would not knock out grape juice, but that would knock out all Yayin Mavushel, all wine that is cooked, which is a lot of the wines today, Jovan. You'd have to use the quote-unquote, I wouldn't say good wines, because to me they're not good, but definitely the expensive wines that we could agree on. The Yayin She'eino Mavushel, the quote-unquote expensive good wines that those people know how to drink. Well, that's what they claim. I don't fall for it. But they say that's the nice and smooth wines. That's the good stuff. So, in fact, that is the Shitas HaRambam for all you Svardim out there. That the Shitas HaRambam is to be Yotzei Kiddush Friday night, you need Yayin She'eino Mevushel. You need to use wine that was never cooked. Any Yayin Mevushel, any wine that has sugar preservatives and grape juice certainly would be a no-go for Kiddush Friday night. So according to that, we have a problem. So what does everyone else hold? What does the Bali Tosfos hold? Who's that guy look like? What does the Bali Tosfos hold about that? So we don't assume, like, we don't take the comparison as literally as the Rambam does. We go with the Bali Tosfos. It doesn't mean literally wine that has to be used on the Mizbeach. It means you can't use spoiled wine. Wine that is spoiled, so it's true, everyone agrees regarding the Mizbeach, those wines can't be used. But regarding the connection to Kiddush, we don't take it as strong. As long as the wine isn't spoiled, then it's a go. So that's what we assume, not like the Rambam, that one can use Yayin Mevushel for Friday night wine, as well as we could use grape juice. So we've taken care of two problems so far. We do make, according to Rashi, you can't use wine, you can't use grape juice ever because it's Shahakol, maybe Shabbos morning. According to the Rambam, you can never use, forget about grape juice, you can't use any Yayin Mevushel because it's not good al gabi ha-mizbeach. And what's the third issue for all you miners out there? What else does the Gemara say? It needs mile de meshakir. It has to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush. You need something intoxicating. You need something that if you had enough of it, you could become intoxicated. So therefore, last I checked, no matter how much grape juice you drink, not that I've tried it at home, but maybe some of you have, that no matter how much grape juice, see, you probably have a better chance drinking the scope and getting intoxicated. But I don't think the grape juice is going to help you. And therefore, some say grape juice is a problem all year round. How could you use it for Kiddush? Because it's not something that you could get intoxicated on. What do you mean? It's something the Gemara itself says you could use grape juice. Where does the Gemara say you could use grape juice? The Gemara says if you're stuck somewhere in Japan or China or somewhere else, and you don't have any, where you're going to get stuck somewhere for Shabbos. Of course, stuck. There's a famous maisa with one of the Chassidish or Rebbeim that he was supposed to come to his Rebbe for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yom Ha'Oraim, and somehow there was a big storm in September, like there is in Cleveland now in the middle of April. And his plane got detoured. He got put in some, you know, stuck in the middle of nowhere, the Midwest. So he called up his Rebbe all distraught. It's so bad. I'm stuck here. And the Rebbe went psycho on him. Stuck? A Yid is never stuck. You're there for a reason. Find out what your purpose is, and you'll do something good out in the Midwest somewhere. So you're never stuck, but let's say the Hashkacha has it that they put you out in the middle of nowhere, and all you have, it's very simple. You take the grapes, you squeeze out the grapes, the Gemara says, and you make grape juice and you make Kiddush. So how could they say, you need something mile de meshaker, you need something intoxicating. It's not akasha. Because the Gemara is saying if you would leave it, eventually it would ferment, it would become wine. But grape juice can never become wine. Once we doctored the process today, once it's grape juice, it's never going back to wine. But the Gemara's case was, potentially, if you would leave that grape juice, it would turn into wine. That's why the Gemara's... So that's a discussion there, but we assume also that's not an issue. We assume you can use grape juice, even though it's not intoxicated. That's also a discussion by Purim as well. So we have three here, Brian...
Just for me personally, when I spend $6.99 for a bottle of grape juice, that's intoxicating when I drink it.
And how? You're saying that's a lot of money or a little? You have to get the $3.99 deal. It's cheaper. The 2-liter soda at 99 cents is a lot better. So those are three issues. The three issues we have of Hilchas Brachas. So Rashi, it's a problem for us. It's not. We make a boy pre-agafen. We
we took care of, according to the Rambam, you need Yayin She'eino Mevushel. But according to us, non-Svardim, it's okay. You could use Yayin Mevushel or grape juice Friday night, because we don't take the comparison to the Mizbeach. Literally, it's just as long as you don't use spoiled wine, or sometimes I feel I have spoiled grape juice the way it tastes here, but you can, but that's a separate discussion. And number three is that I think Canada gets all like the spoiled wine they send over from Kedem somehow, but how is it in Cleveland? I don't know. In New York, it's okay. And the third issue about Mili de Meshaker, we assume it's not an issue. So therefore, so that's at the Minig Yisrael. If you're not Svard, if you don't follow the, we do use, many people use grape juice Friday night for Kiddush, and it's quite okay. I'm telling you, it's okay. You can continue using it. So what about Leil Seder? It happens to be Friday night, but the Friday night's not the issue. What about the night of Seder? Does that change anything? Assuming not like the Rambam, if you're assuming for those who say you can use grape juice all year round Friday night, would this Leil Seder be any different? Would the night of Pesach make it any better or worse? So Rav Moshe Feinstein in a famous tshuva writes, one should not use grape juice on the night of Pesach. Why should one not use grape juice the night of Pesach? Because we all know the night of Pesach was supposed to be free. We're supposed to act like royalty and kings. And we know kings don't drink grape juice. They're going to drink the good wine, the Bar Tanura. Maybe they'll drink Yayin She'eino Mevushel. Who knows what they drink? But the point is that you're supposed to act like royalty. Royalty is wine. You don't drink grape juice. So therefore, Rav Moshe says that all things being equal, that if one can drink wine, the wine is the preferable drink over grape juice. And Rav Soloveitchik, he also agrees, everyone agrees, there's no machlokas, everyone agrees ideally, if you like wine, you should be drinking wine. That's not an issue. Health-wise and everything, doctor permission and all that is aside, assuming that's there. But the machlokas, Rav Moshe and Rav Soloveitchik is, what I mean if I don't like wine? I'm not going to get sick, I can drink it, I just don't want it. I prefer drinking grape juice. Maybe I won't feel a little bit, but if you're getting sick, that's a different shiloh. Then you could use grape juice. You're not going to be sick. I just enjoy my grape juice more than wine. So Rav Soloveitchik says then it's better for you to use grape juice. Why? Because based on the Rambam says you need a shtiyah areva. The Dalet Kosher should be something you enjoy. You should be enjoying your drink. What kind of freedom is that? Forcing something that I don't like? In fact, that seems to be the nakuda. What's the machlokas here, Rav Moshe and Rav Soloveitchik, on whether I don't like wine, but I should drink it anyway? So Rav Moshe has a much more objective definition. I'll tell you what freedom is. Freedom means you drink something alcoholic. You drink Mili de Meshaker. That's a free man's drink, and that's what I'll tell you. That's what freedom is. Kind of like, freedom is, I got to recline, even though I can't stand reclining on the left side. And in fact, that's why some point out that maybe today you don't have to do it, but we assume you do. Because I'll tell you what freedom means. The kings used to recline on the left side. And Rav Soloveitchik takes a more subjective view of freedom. Freedom isn't doing something I don't enjoy. Doing something I enjoy, that's freedom. So of course, both aspects are true, but that's in the Kudas Machloka. So if you prefer grape juice over wine, to Rav Moshe would say still wine is preferable. Again, I'm not talking about someone who's going to get sick. It's just a question of enjoying the drink. And Rav Soloveitchik would say it's best to use the grape juice, and that's why you'll be drinking grape juice. Well, actually, I had another question from someone who actually is a Bechor. I never even thought about it since I'm not a Bechor. He doesn't get it. He's always didn't want to have wine for another reason besides that, but he was fasting, and you don't want to, on an empty stomach, perhaps drinking four cups of wine isn't the best, at least the first two cups are on an empty stomach. So when he heard me speak about grape juice, he moved over to grape juice a couple years ago. So now Yale has to suffer for that. But why? You could still have wine. They don't let you have wine.
Yeah.
Then you prefer wine, so therefore that's your preference. Yeah, go on. Avi, Henry.
What if you don't like grape juice or wine?
Oh, that's a separate discussion. Let's say, then we get into a further, not liking wouldn't be enough. It has to be, if you don't like it, you'd have to pick the lesser of the two evils. If it was an issue where
health-wise, or there was some other reason why you're allergic, then we could get into perhaps then Chama Medina. Then that would be a further
bidding. You could be a diabetic and you can't.
Then we'd move into Chama Medina. Then we'd have to find you another drink. Not liking it by itself would not be enough. It has to be more of a medical reason or health reason, something like that. Ryan.
If you can make kiddush over hamotzi on Shabbos, could you have 4 loaves of bread?
Oh, nice. That would be. That would have to exactly.
That'd be horrible.
But that definitely wouldn't help. That would help you for kiddush. It wouldn't help you for the 4 cups of wine. So it is true that in terms of kiddush, it might help you, but you still have to have 4. You'd still have to drink 4 times for the, because it's a separate mitzvah. Very good point. Yeah.
As far as wasn't it Rabbah and the Gemara himself that discusses that he forced something that sick.
Yeah, we had the Gemara. Yeah, the Gemara talks about some rabbi who didn't necessarily who used to drink wine and have a headache until Shavuos. You know, so we don't have to go that far. But I'm saying is,
but that could be the extent as to how far you have to go.
No, exactly. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I don't just like it, but
that's what I said. Not liking it's not enough. But perhaps if you would have a migraine headache to Shavuos, then I could find you a cooler there. But I'm just saying is, I'm not saying assuming it's not a health issue.
Why does he have a suda instead of fasting?
What?
The bechor.
No, because he can't hear. He misses the siyum, so it's a fast day. Erev Pesach, the only reason you're allowed to
that's
eat
unfortunate.
Is. I know. But because you.
Gotta find somebody got because,
I know, it's crazy. This guy works and he can't make it to the Siyam. Right? Or you should maybe try to FaceTime the Siyam. That's a separate Shiloh, not for now. You'll have to actually be there.
Can I do.
You follow? I think I have to get my talus and tefillin on. You follow or not?
Follow.
But keep in touch, so we're continuing tonight. What's that mean later?